All right. Welcome back to Dirty Secrets of Small Business. I'm Adam Sunhalter.
And I'm Jack Mancini.
And we're here with Jeff from Max Strength Fitness, and this is the time for our Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business, our Goldman 10 for 10 corner. So we're going to talk about Jeff's experience with the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program. And I figure out the best place to always start with this, Jeff, is I like to give people a sense of kind of where you were at when you first heard about the Goldman Sachs program, and you know, to give people a sense of where your head was. And then as you heard about it, what were you kind of thinking you were going to get out of it, and kind of what was your experience like as you kind of get in there? So just kind of give us a little picture kind of where you were at when you heard about it.
Sure, yeah. So I first heard about it through a Cuyahoga Community College email. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. And at the time, I had just separated with my former business partner. And so on my own now. And I was like, this is a perfect opportunity because I was rebranding. I was changing up a lot of the systems. And I was like, I never had a formal education, and Babson looks pretty good. They're backing it with everything. So I was like, that sounds pretty cool, and it's free.
And the price is right.
And the price is right,
just
absolutely.
Like your master's degree. Okay,
I mean, it's my time. I get it. But at the end of the day, I'm in. So you went through the application process, which was nerve-wracking because you're like, you really want to get in, and you got all these, and you're doing a pitch, basically, is what you're doing.
Right.
But it was great. So I got accepted. I was in the fifth cohort at that time.
That's pretty early on. Right now, yeah. I think they're in cohort 20 or 21
It's crazy. Okay. Yeah, I can't imagine. Yeah, so we were cohort number 5. I think there was like 35 or 36 of us in that cohort. And what I really wanted to get out of it, because, you know, obviously being a solo entrepreneur and not having the business acumen or background, I wanted to see what I was missing. You know, like the formal MBAs and all the business coaching and all the, you know, people that come in marketing and all these other things. I was like, I want to see where I stand. And because I had no idea, I don't know what I don't know, right?
Right, right. That's right.
And so the thing I got the most out of it was the financial components. You know, the business, looking at your P&L and looking at your balance sheet and all of these things, and looking at it from a different perspective, and then creating a dashboard and your KPIs or your key performance indicators. I'm like, what are these things, right? It's like I need to know my numbers. I'm like, I just if there's money in the bank, I'm good, and if there's not, I better go hustle and make some more money and sell some more.
So many small business owners think that way.
Yeah, absolutely,
they
right?
Don't know anymore.
So you're reactive rather than being proactive, right?
Right.
And so it was great because, again, as I said earlier, you're around like-minded entrepreneurs. And so now I'm in the Cleveland area with these other people around me who I don't know hardly any. I didn't know any of them, actually, to be honest with you. And getting to know them very intimately from just their, you know, what keeps them up at night and what keeps me up at night, and sharing those issues and those problems, and being able to then dive into and help your peers and them help you. And it was always just mutual respect, which was, you know, nobody's head was too big for the room. And there's people that were a lot bigger than I was, and there's people that were a little bit smaller. But at the end of the day, we're all there for the same thing. We all just wanted to grow our businesses. So it was really cool to get to know these people. Until this day, I mean, I still keep in contact with a lot of them. My group, in fact, actually, I can't take credit because I don't participate, but they still meet every once a month. They do it, unfortunately, on Wednesdays when I get my kids on the bus, so I've devoted that time to that. But that's okay. But I keep in contact with a lot of them, like Mike DiStefano,
sure.
Mark, you know, all of these people. It's just... It was a great great opportunity. I learned a ton, and I was just so thankful for that opportunity.
So you said when you're going in, you kind of wanted to take measure of yourself a little bit, kind of, you know, see how I'm doing. You said, hey, I'm kind of doing stuff, but I, am I doing the right things, wrong things, or whatever it might do? So as you kind of went in there, you know, how'd you fit? You know, if you give yourself a grade, how were you doing versus your...
I think I did pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
at the end of the day, because I had to learn, or you got to grow or you got to die, right? Or you're going to die. So I was forced to learn how to market, learn how to sell, learn how to put systems in place, learn how to grow a team. And I had to do it by force. But then learning a lot of these tried and proven systems that they are teaching you, like, oh, well, we do that maybe just a little bit differently, or we do that very similar. But then you could take these things. You're like, that's a golden opportunity right there. And that's a nugget right there. And just tweak the things you're doing, mm-hmm. and go back and implement. You know, I think where our classes were on, they were all day on Friday, and they're right. Exhausting. So I come in on Monday, I'm like, oh, Jeff just went to Goldman Sachs. This is what we're going to do this week. And that's the beauty of being an entrepreneur. I don't have to clear it with anybody. I don't have to run it through HR because I am HR.
Right.
And I could simply just, here's what we're going to do, right? But it was, I mean, there's just so much information, and the network and the support and the coaches that they have and the business advisors, they call them, they were always there for you. You could email them, you could call them, you could set up one-on-one meetings with them. So it was just a great support system. It was just a great program.
No, it's a good thing. As you come in, you mentioned you kind of come in, you see people. Again, you walk into strangers, and for those of you who aren't familiar with the program, it's about a three-month program. It's once a week, like Jeff said. It's pretty much all day, and then even a few days in between sometimes. But they take that group of 35 or 40 people, and they break them into smaller groups of maybe five or six, and that really becomes that team that you you start to open up to, and they open up to you as well. And it's an amazing process. If you haven't been through something like that, you go from being strangers on day one to where you can feel the camaraderie. You know, we had the chance to get involved in some of the later sessions going, sure. Like when the banking pitch presentation, mm-hmm. where they talk about the mentors or coaches going on through stuff. And at that point, they've been in the program for 10, 11, 12 weeks.
Right.
And you can just feel it. You know, the camaraderie's there. There's, you know, people busting each other's butts back and forth. Again, there's a good feel to it. And you kind of know, just kind of walk in the room. And these folks, even though they're in very different businesses,
yeah,
there's a certain core that's there. It helps to kind of bring that out, which is, sure. You know, which is fantastic. And you mentioned that, you know, you in your prior or earlier in your career, you were a professor and you enjoy the teaching part of that, right?
Sure.
So you mentioned during this, so we have a chance to help each other, right?
Yeah.
Which is a chance to, I think people often miss that.
Yeah.
Or they may think about, well, what do I have to offer?
Right.
You know, hey, I'm just this guy. You know, I don't have any formal training and all this stuff. So did you start to, you know, talk about your confidence level. It sounds like it kind of started to go up in that three-month period, right?
Yeah, I mean, because day one, you're like, you know, you're just kind of sizing everybody up. It's like, what do they know? What don't I know? And then you start to have these conversations. They're like, they're just human like I am. And then you can start to give some value, and they give value, and then it's just a complete back and forth. And I'll be honest with you, that's probably the best thing I got out of it, was being able to lend a hand or help and give some value somewhere. It just, again, coming from a different perspective, right? And that's what I loved about the program, is everybody came in, checked their ego at the door, completely transparent, and just, you know, what's going on, what's working, what's not working, and how can we all get better?
Right.
And just being around that group of like-minded individuals with that energy. I mean, let's face it, you know, we're mostly type A. Trying to keep everybody's attention was hard. But at the end of the day, you know, you're like-minded, you've got a goal, you're all trying to grow your businesses. So it was a great environment.
Yeah, it's a very good learning environment. You know, as Jack mentioned before, and it's a common thing where folks don't usually spend time with their financials or their numbers.
Right.
They don't know about it. And people are like, well, gee, maybe I should go take an accounting course or take this course. It's like, well, you do that, and it's almost it's like going back to back to school, right? We're talking about the widget company you've seen back to school, right? It's like, it's not real.
Right.
But all of a sudden, if you're dealing with your numbers, your business, all of a sudden it's like, well, wait a minute. You know, and you see what's going on, you know, as part of it. Whereas it was just like going to a class and some ABC company's like, well, this doesn't really mean much to me.
Yeah, when you pull up your balance sheet and your P&L and you start to manipulate some of those numbers by changing a couple variables in your business, I mean, the results can be profound.
Right.
You know, and it's just little subtle changes that you would not have thought about, and just key implementation along the way, and you get that compound effect. And yeah, I mean, it can dramatically change your business.
Right. Yeah, we don't see how somebody can run a small business without knowing the numbers. It's just
well,
impossible.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, they do it. They do it.
Been there, done that.
But some of them, you know, so many just don't make it.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest reason.
Sure. Sure.
And it's what they don't know, as you said before. That's exactly what we always come up with.
Well, it's like, you know, you're in the car and you're just driving blind, right? I mean, it's like there's no navigation system. It's just like you and the pedal, and you're just pushing as hard as you can.
Right.
And once in a while, pumping the brakes.
Mm-hmm. And your point, I think most owners do a version of what you did. They're looking at the bank account, and you could usually judge how full or near empty the bank account was by the mood of the owner.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. As you said earlier, your kids knowing, you know, you have a best boss or worst boss, depending on the day. It's very true, because you know, fewer things cause more stress in a company than cash.
Right.
Or lack of cash, right?
Yeah.
And you know, we've had discussions with people over the years where they tell about all different kinds of companies. Hey, I can't forecast my business. I can't do that. It's like, wait a minute, you can forecast any business.
Right.
You can start to. It's understanding what's there. What can you see?
Sure.
Maybe you can't do it 100%, but say, look, here's the path we're going down. Here's what I kind of see. Here's my best guesses. But you start to understand what these things are showing you. And Jack said, it's like, you know, you mentioned like driving for a GPS or a pilot flying. Okay, well, you have things that are there. They're telling you stuff, but. The untrained eye, I don't want to look at it if I go into a cockpit. It's just a bunch of freaking numbers and gadgets. And I don't know what these things are telling me. But if all things start to see, it's like, oh, wait a minute, that's what that is. And you connect the dots, because, again, you're in the business, and you know, hey, well, that's okay, that's customer A doing this, or that's what we do over here. Oh, gee, if we don't do this, okay, I'm seeing it. Now I start to understand, those light bulbs start to kind of go off. And it's funny, people are surprised at how excited they get or interested they get, whereas like it used to be very, oh, it's so boring dealing with accounting and numbers. And it's like, What we find is people have all these questions,
right?
And they aren't sure, or they aren't sure how to ask it, or you get to the point, if you've been in business for a while, all of a sudden people will assume that you have this stuff figured out.
Right.
And you don't want to wave your hand and say, hey, I'm the dummy over here. I don't really understand this stuff, right? It's like, most people don't understand this stuff.
Right.
I got to believe most people that were in your class, aside from the Mike DeStefanos of the world,
sure,
or
right,
accounting folks, probably 30 of the 36 people were in the same boat you were.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's humbling but exciting at the same time. Yeah. It's like you're not alone, right?
Right.
And I love those conversations. I have a client of mine who's been a hugely successful businessman. He's bought and sold companies and ran them. And, you know, one thing he always said as far, you know, with the numbers, and he's like, cash is king. He's right. Like, and I have a secretary that worked for me like 30 years, and then she retired, and I could call her to this day and say, hey, Betty, what's our saying? And she's like, it's cash is king.
It's a good mantra to have.
Yeah.
So it was a very, very positive experience. If you know, it's been a few years since you went through it, but if you had,
sure,
anything that you wish that they maybe kind of changed, as you look back on it, say, I wish if they'd done this or done that, you know, could have made things even better for us.
Yeah, I mean, the growth plan that you spent a lot of time, and that's the whole thing. You go there and you learn all of these, you know, the marketing, the advertising, the business systems, the people, the finance, and then you at the end of the day, you create what they call a growth plan. It's how do you grow your business, right? And at the end, it's like writing like a little mini thesis, if you will, and a report, and then you defend it and you present it. And so the thing I would say is there was follow up with it and there was feedback, but not as much as I thought, as much as time as we put into it, right?
Yeah.
And then maybe some accountability towards that, because I mean, it's like you're done with it and it's like all good and great, but you know, what do you do with it then?
Mm-hmm.
And that's at the very end of the program. But I understand why they structure it the way they do. I can't fault them for it. It's just, if I had to nitpick, that'd be one thing.
Okay. No, you're right. I mean, it's the focus. One of the things we talk about is, you know, with that growth plan, it almost assumes that the base business is doing okay.
Right.
But it's okay. They're teaching a lot of the basics through this growth plan piece. And I think the smarter ones say, oh, I may take this. Let me apply this now to my base company.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get the growth plan. But yeah, there are a lot of folks we talked to that they said, look, it gave me a framework, you know,
yes,
that the growth plan did. And so if I have different ideas or things I'm thinking about, it gave me a tool to kind of go back to and know how to decide, hey, this is a good thing? It's worthwhile to spend time on it, or,
yeah,
you know, or not? So, all right. So that's our Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business kind of Goldman 10 for 10 corner for this month of November. Thanks, Jeff, for sharing that with
sure
us. And if you're looking for more information on that, just if you can Google Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program, you'll see there are a number of cities across the country. And if you want to sign up for it, there's ways to apply. You can see it online. So when we come back, we'll have our final segment here with Jeff from Max Strength Fitness and hear more about not only how he got to where he is, but also ways to plan for the future. So stay tuned. I'm Adam Sunhalter.
I'm Jack Mancini. I'm looking for that fountain of youth, Jeff.
Well, you got to come in and do it.
There we go. All right. Stick around. We got more dirty secrets of small business.
I found it.
Yeah.
All right. Go on, Adam.
It's coming your way here on Integrity Radio, WINT 1330 AM, 101.5 FM, and online, WINTradio.com.